And he said, "What's wrong with an online therapist?" And I was like, "Okay, do you have an hour?" I mean, the guy has major depression. I don't care how many people plug them, they... I'm sorry. I'm boring you, aren't I? No, I can tell. Your eyes are, like, completely glazed over. It's fine. I ramble sometimes. Huh? Outside. What do you mean, don't look? Who's out there? I don't see anyone. Are you sure? I know. You told me about everything you went through. That must have been so hard on you. I get it. We've only been out a couple times, but don't feel like you have to hide anything from me, okay? I don't scare that easily. Oh, shit. She found your number. I'm so sorry. That's really scary. Are you staying with anyone, you know? Being safe. Well, I worry about you. You're being stalked by someone who is clearly mentally unstable. I mean, I know what she sees in you. You're smart, funny, cute. She's unhinged. You can't be too careful. Have you gone to the police? Oh, okay. They didn't find anything, though. They can't track her through that stuff. Fuck. God, I'm sorry. How stressful. But, hey, we're here now, all right? Just you and me, so... Give me your hands. And your eyes. And just be here with me. Now. In the moment. Crazy stalker lady can wait. Yeah. So about that therapist. He was just really crazy when he liked. Thank you. Really. I had a wonderful time. No, it was great. All worries aside. And I hope you had a good time too. Ah. Sorry. You know how I get about affection. No kissing, not yet. Okay? Okay. Have a good night though, yeah? And call me. Are you awake, my love? Asleep. Oh, my baby. You look so peaceful. So perfect. Like an angel. My perfect, amazing, sexy, gorgeous angel love. Like a gift from heaven, carved in marble and sent down to bless us mortals with your presence. It's not fair. It's not fair. Silly me. If I don't calm down, I'm gonna wake you up and ruin the whole surprise. And you do love surprises, don't you? Well, you weren't too fond of the surprises I gave you, not usually, but it's been months now, and people change. I certainly have. You. My wonderful man. Your love changed me. As did your betrayal. Like a knife in my heart. Like I should put one in yours. But I could never, 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 never do that to my perfect. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not. No matter how much you want to push me to become that kind of person, I'm not. And I told you I'm not, so stop asking. So, I have learned to forgive more things than I thought possible. Because love conquers all, and all is fair in love and war, and love is a battlefield, and clearly I didn't have enough artillery to bring down your defenses, and that's my fault, baby. That's on me. 100%. I got tired of fighting. I let my guard down. I fell for the enemy's tactics. You were only doing as you were taught. As you were warped to believe by that rancid fucking bitch. Her brainwashing was more effective than I could have ever dreamed. Perhaps with the right blend of chemicals. That doesn't matter, though. Not now. Not yet. You aren't ready. I can tell. You aren't prepared to accept the love that I have to offer you. Then I understand. This time, I really do. You have too much to lose. Too much holding you to this life. The one you've created apart from me. From your true family. It all makes sense. How could I have pulled you away? I'm only one woman. And there are so many ties that bind. And no matter how many vines I added to you, it would never be enough to remove you from them. Never, ever, ever. And I know now what I have to do. I have to break you. Not completely. No. I wouldn't do that to you.
My love.
My perfect, my amazing, gorgeous man. But these pesky tethers to your past need to be severed. One by one. Until you're free. Free to come back to me. To realize your truth. That the only one here for you, in the end, is me. No matter how bad it gets, how hard you struggle, they'll never leave you. They'll always be here, waiting. And when this precious little world you love so dearly, the one you've made without me in it. When it starts to crumble around you. Well, that's when I'll be here to save you. From the ruin I created. And then, oh, you'll thank me. You'll welcome me with open arms. I can wait for that. For you, my darling, my angel, my love, my vision of absolute and utter perfection, my God.
among men.
My soulmate. Nothing is more important than having you back. I'd set the world on fire if I had to. Just to hold you in my arms while we burn. While everything burns around us. Wouldn't that be wonderful? You and me, forever. Two souls becoming one, intertwined, enmeshed in an unbreakable bond forged by flames. Not literally, though. Not if I can help it. I mean, burning sounds really painful. I saw this one video one time where this guy had a tire around his neck and they set him on fire for stealing some potatoes, which I thought was pretty fucked up because, like, they're just potatoes. Don't they realize you can get them at the grocery store for, like, 50 cents a piece? And I feel like a tire is worth more than a potato, but then I'm not really good with numbers, so maybe not. Anyway, he was screaming really loud. It looked really bad, and all the people were yelling, and the whole thing was just super unpleasant, and so I'd rather not do that, you know, if you don't mind. I just, oh, sorry, I got a little carried away there. What was I saying? Something about potatoes, or,
gosh, my memory sometimes.
And here I go, lathering on and on, and just, I miss you, maybe. They see too, but you were the glue that made my heart whole again. Oh, and without you, I'm adrift, trying to hold my pieces together. And it's so hard, my love. So fucking hard. But I have a plan. I didn't for so long. And I just wanted to find you. I was laser focused on that one thing. And now that I have, now we can really begin. No more threats. No more messages. Not if I can help it. I really, really need help it. Bad. But yes, no more warnings. Sun Tzu says that when you move, to fall like a thunderbolt. To make your plans dark and impenetrable as night. And he's right, I think.
He's pretty smart for a dog.
If I let you know what I'm doing and what I'm thinking and everything, then you'll put up a wall and you'll be that much harder to reach.
And I'm not a great climber, so...
But I'll be here, baby,
for you,
watching, waiting,
preparing
for your arrival,
because you will be coming back home,
if it's the last thing I do. Shh. Good night, my love. And I'll see you soon.